I want to talk to you about sins with benefits. Sit down and listen to this. In verse 25, it says, he chose the reproach of God's people. Or we could say, he chose the inconvenience of purpose over the pleasure of sin. Anybody who says sin doesn't feel good didn't do it right. Amen. Everybody quotes this verse to talk about how sin runs out. But here's the thing I've learned about, we could call it Egypt. We could call it the place where we go to have our needs met. If you do not appreciate and acknowledge the need that a sin is meeting, you won't know how to get that need met in God, and you will come right back to it. Now, I know how that sounds. Appreciate my sin. My sin killed Jesus. How can I appreciate my sin? I'm not talking about appreciating the consequence of it. I'm not talking about willfully rebelling against God. Even the apostle said, where sin increased, did grace that much more increase? But shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we die to sin, live any longer to it? But is the message that we're preaching in churches really helping people get free? Quit sinning. Just put it on the church sign. Yeah? Quit sinning. Quit cussing. You know what? I would rather you keep cussing and not quit growing than thinking that the whole point of the Christian faith is behavior modification. I would rather you... Now, this may separate some of us, because some of us may be so addicted to the gospel message of quit sinning, quit sinning, quit sinning, quit, 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 quit. But today I want to talk to you about the sin of quitting. The sin of quitting. Did you know that quitting is a sin? I'm not telling you not to put your resume out. Maybe you do need another job. I'm not telling you to stay in an abusive relationship. That's foolish. I want you to be safe. But to quit on what God gave you to do and the deposit that he called you to guard is the greatest sin of all. And sometimes I've had to keep crying while refusing to quit. Sometimes I've had to keep wrestling. We have an epidemic in our world today. It is the epidemic of quitters, quick quitters. There is no value in what is lasting. The priority is what is seen. So we will quit something to appear knowledgeable rather than staying and becoming wise. It's an epidemic. We quit everything so quick. If it doesn't get 10 likes in 10 minutes, we delete it. I'm too grown to give up that easy. The Bible said Moses was grown enough to know this is not who I am. This is not all I am. And yes, it's nice. Like, he wasn't giving up a life of poverty and failure. He was known as the grandson of Pharaoh, the most powerful man in the world. And he said, I would rather give that up for what God has for me. I would rather give that up because he was grown enough to discern what's really worth it. That's what Grandma's saying. You tricked me out of my money before I was grown enough to do a cost-benefit analysis. So there's a contrast. Let's study this for a moment. The Lord's been dealing with me to teach a little deeper lately, so I'm going to try to do that. Is it 25? Give me 25. That's it. He didn't choose who he was born to. He didn't choose what he went through. Chose his response, and he focused on his reward because he knew that the pleasures of sin were fleeting. Next verse. disgrace for the sake of Christ was of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. We really believe that. The treasures of Egypt, the way that the world defines your worth, you know all about it, is status oriented. It's all the visible stuff. It's all the external stuff. He chose something that he couldn't see because he saw something that others didn't. It said he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. So his values didn't come from something that was visible. Now, the more tempted that you are to quit, the greater the significance Nothing I ever did in my life of significance that I wasn't tempted to quit. Now, when I am tempted to quit on something that God gave me to steward, I realize that the temptation to quit is an indication of the significance. But see, a lot of us are addicted to quitting. You can talk about addicted to pills, addicted to porn, addicted to the bottle, addicted to this, addicted to that. What about the addiction that we have to quitting? I'll tell you what that looks like. In my 20s, I was reflecting on this with Holly the other day. I had this almost like mafia mentality with people in my life. And the way I operated was, and this will sound really weird to some of the people who I've been friends with for almost all my life, because I am a loyal person. But I went through a stage where, in my immaturity, at the first sign of conflict, I would quit a friendship. That was a protective mechanism. I believe it was something that I saw modeled many times. I believe that some of that has to do with just, you know, like how my dad grew up and you see things, and I do believe that's part of it. I also believe that I was immature. And I believe that I was insecure. And so the moment that a friendship, I'm using this as an example, the moment that a friendship would have conflict associated with it, it was easier for me to quit or to flee from the friendship than to face what I needed to face. Many of us, the moment that a relationship starts getting really intimate, we quit getting closer. And we will even design drama in order to be a defense mechanism from us really having to push past the surface and really let someone see us. I was too insecure and too immature to know that the richness of intimacy is worth the willingness to push past the insecurity. And God is changing me now because I'm growing. And you know, the funniest thing about us is we celebrate so much when someone, quote unquote, steps out in faith to do something new. But I was thinking the other day, sometimes the reason that we're always stepping out to something new is because we don't want to stay and really change. And I know this sounds weird because the passage is about Moses leaving Egypt, but it is written to Hebrew Christians who have to stay in their faith. He is using the example of someone who left something that was not really true to them in order to encourage us to stay with what's really worthwhile. And when you're tempted to quit, here's what happens. You only see the benefit of quitting. Because the devil knows how to hide the price tag. That's how temptation operates. And we're not mature. We're not grown up. We're still, look at this in Hebrews chapter 5. I got to show you this. Hebrews chapter 5. Because you can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit because of this. Look what he says in verse 11. We have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. You quit trying to understand. The moment it doesn't make sense, sometimes if we hear a sermon and it doesn't rhyme and they don't tell us exactly what to write down, we don't even listen anymore. He's frustrated about it. I'm not, but the writer of Hebrews was. You stop trying to understand. In fact, though, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone else to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. He said it, I didn't. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, still being an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, watch this, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Constant use. You can't quit every time it doesn't make sense. And for the love of Paul McCartney, you can't quit every time you don't understand something. I don't know why I said Paul McCartney. His name popped in my mind. Man, that was a deep connection. I didn't follow it. I didn't either. But listen to me. He's talking about Moses, the infant that God protected, and how God protected certain things in your life in an infant stage because he saw potential for this moment. Don't quit before you get to see it. He persevered, Moses did, because he saw something that was not apparent to the naked eye. The treasures of Egypt. The benefits of sin. I know it sounds bad, but certain sins meet certain needs. Don't you love to judge people? I love it. I'm just being honest with you. I love judging others. It is the greatest escape from having to reflect on myself. It is amazing. I do not recommend it. Because it's got a surcharge. The surcharge is shame. It's the hidden expense. Now watch what the devil will do. He'll try to get you, he'll tempt you with something, right? I'm not just talking about tempting you with something that you heard about in youth group. I'm talking about the temptation to quit. The temptation to stop short of all that Christ has for you. And in that moment when you're tempted to quit, he highlights the benefit and hides the expense. Because if you quit showing up, if you quit trying, here's what you can expect to experience. Relief. But relief is not freedom. We don't know the difference. We don't know the difference. So we run around quitting everything that would change us, running from everything that would revolutionize us, and resisting everything that God sends to grow us. It feels like freedom. But it's really just temporary relief. Sexual immorality is temporary relief with the price tag of permanent bondage. Gossip. Oh, that was a quiet one right there. Did you hear all of the dryness in the atmosphere, the flowing of the amens just really ceased up? The immediate vacation from having to deal with yourself. What Moses did, he had the ability, even though he didn't do it perfectly. Y'all, he murdered a man. And God called it faith. God does not frame our mistakes like we frame our mistakes. And the process of maturity is learning to get from your father what you used to get from Pharaoh. Wow. that every need that sin is meeting in your life, God can meet it in a better way. That every need that manipulation is meeting in your life, God can meet it in a better way. When we manipulate things, do it in our own strength, do it without praying about it, do it without caring about others, do it without considering the consequence, do it without being true to the integrity of who we are. When we manipulate something, we are trying to meet a need. The need is for us to be certain. Faith can meet that same need. Faith can be certain that no matter what the outcome is, all things are working together for my good. So I don't have to control anything. I can trust God in everything. And Moses chose, and you have a decision to make. Will I be identified with what I've known? Will I be known as where I came from? Or will I, in this moment of my life, in this seat, he was 40 when he got there. But you don't have to be 40. You can do it when you're 14. You might be 80, you can do it. If you make the decision in this moment, I will not be defined by my environment. I will not be defined by the events that happened to me. He persevered because he saw. He saw what others couldn't see. Therefore, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who despised the shame of the cross, but endured it for the joy set before him. And I believe God is calling us into a season of greater faith than needing to see the reason. I believe God is calling us to deeper faith than giving up the first time it doesn't work out. I believe God is calling somebody that you cannot give up on yourself because he has not given up on you yet. Because even when he had to track down Moses in the wilderness 40 years later and bring him back to Egypt to deliver the people, before Moses chose God, God chose Moses. So I don't think you get to quit. You don't get to quit. It's not an option. The blood bought you. The grace of God called you. There's a hand of God on your life. His grip is stronger than yours. Too grown to give up. I've seen God do too much to give up. I've been too developed. He should have killed me when I was a little kid because I know too much about God to walk away now.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.